This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. An American pastor, just after being freed from Turkey following nearly 2 years in detention, knelt next to President Trump at the White House and prayed for him.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson, an evangelical Christian, also expressed his appreciation for the strong pressure by the U.S. government on Turkey to win his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for Brunson's release. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and espionage in connection with the 2016 failed coup in Turkey. President Trump is weighing in on Saudi Arabia's possible role in the disappearance of a Saudi rider last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two blasts in the Somali town of Baidoa have killed at least 15 people, wounded more than 30. The Al-Shabaab extremist group, which controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012 before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces, claim responsibility. This is VOA News. 15 migrants were killed when their truck veered off the road. It happened in western Turkey and crashed. There was no immediate details about the nationalities of those migrants. Came a day after Saturday's 11 migrants being killed in Greece when their car collided head-on with a truck. The migrants were said to have been recently crossing over the border from Greece, to Greece, that is, from Turkey. A deadly storm hit a hiking camp on a Himalayan peak in western Nepal. That story now from Reuters' Ed Giles.
A group of South Korean climbers have been killed in Nepal after their expedition on a Himalayan peak was hit by a storm. Nepali police said that at least seven climbers were killed in the accident, including the South Koreans and their Nepali guides. Nine climbers in total were missing after the storm. Police said the seven bodies were found by villagers who reached the base of the remote Mount Gurja in the country's west. The area is very difficult to reach by foot. It's Nepal's worst climbing accident in 2 years.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. Malaysia's former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim cemented his return to politics with a win in Saturday's parliamentary election. Repeating a gain in a seat, that is, in parliament, moves to 71-year-old politician a bit closer, to Malaysia's 93-year-old Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who said that he'll resign in 2 years to make way for Anwar. Anwar and Mahathir teamed up against to defeat Malaysian Najib Razak and the ruling coalition. That happened earlier this year. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released from jail. That happened today. He had been detained for 50 days, facing a string of charges for his opposition activism. In March, he was barred from participating in the country's presidential election because of a conviction on financial crimes, charges he contends were fabricated. Pope Francis has defrocked two more Chilean bishops accused of sexually abusing minors. Advocates for abuse survivors have long complained that the Vatican's secrecy was too much to deal with on these matters. Vatican spokesman Greg Burt said there is a new trend in the way on the Vatican Hill where they will announce the results of investigations of bishops accused of sexual abuse.
We have to remember the victims of abuse here. It's important for them to know that someone is no longer a priest, and it's important for them to know why he's no longer a priest, why he's been defrocked. This is even more essential in the case of a bishop.
The Pope has been under fire for his handling of abuse cases for years, but observers are saying the issue now is threatening his credibility and his legacy. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.